This segment of the Outpost On Demand podcast is brought to you by Gordo's Cheese Dip, America's number one selling cheese dip. Get dipping, America, with Gordo's. Every outdoorsman knows that before you head out to the woods or water, the first thing you do is to get your gear together. The next thing on your list is to pack up all your food. So while you're enjoying life in the great outdoors, don't forget to pick up America's number one cheese dip, Gordo's. Gordo's Cheese Dip, now in six delicious flavors. Available in the deli section of your local area Walmart or your favorite grocery store today. Get dipping, America, with Gordo's Cheese Dip.
The Outpost Radio on Demand. Here's Art Young from the Outpost Magazine.
This is Art Young, and I'm the editor of the Outpost Magazine, and our guest today wants you to stop and smell the rosemary. She's an author, chef, outdoor adventurer, TV personality, and a self-described modern pioneer. Georgia Pellegrini, welcome to the Outpost.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. In your book, Modern Pioneering, you teach readers about manual literacy. What is that?
To me, it's really about stepping back and learning how to use our hands again in a similar way that our grandmothers and grandfathers did. Rolling up your sleeves, getting some dirt under your fingernails, learning to sort of step away from the virtual reality and information highway that we all surf, and really sort of simplify, do more with less, and find sort of that natural human satisfaction out of using your hands.
You came at your role and in your business kind of an unusual way as a trained chef in New York. You went to a very prestigious school, and now you're in Texas hunting, fishing, and cooking. How did that all come about?
So I grew up on the same land that my great grandfather lived on. I grew up in upstate New York in the Hudson Valley, so I'd fish trout and eat it for breakfast. I would forage, and I had the fortune of having a grandmother and great aunt who really understood what it was to live off the land, and I learned a lot from them. So for me, when I became a chef, it was sort of a return to the natural order of things. I really wanted to pay the full price of a meal, really understand where my food was coming from and interact with it, and it was more satisfying for me as a chef to really learn how to hunt my own food. And to garden and to forage. And so that's sort of how it started for me. It was sort of a natural sort of lifestyle that I wanted to live.
That's a great story. And I'm sure more and more people are starting to come to that conclusion. It's kind of a throwback, you know, what's modern now is old timey.
Yeah. You know, I think it's sort of, we've come full circle in a sense. You know, I think that the fast paced life that we all live is sort of leaving us lacking and wanting something. And I think using your hands, stepping off the grid, even in small ways, even if it's growing 25 pounds of potatoes in a garbage bag on your New York City fire escape, you know, I think that there's something deeply satisfying about that. And it's, you know, a return to the way that our grandparents lived. And I think it's the antidote, you know, to our fast-paced lives. And so for me, my goal is to teach people that there are ways to get back to the land, even if it is just a patio planter.
Well, you've created an interesting, another part of your business is the Adventure Getaway. Tell us about these trips. How did this come about and what do they entail?
Yeah, I would say my Adventure Getaways are probably the best and most satisfying part of what I do. Basically, I started, my second book was called Girl Hunter, and it was my story as a chef going over field and stream in search of the main course and hunting my ingredients. And I had so many emails from women, especially around the world, asking me how they too could do that sort of thing, how they wanted to go on an adventure with me, basically. And it sort of happened by accident as an experiment. I hosted my first women's adventure getaway, and it was a weekend of, you know, girls, guns, and butter. Basically, it was, you know, learning to do things that allow us to step outside our comfort zone, whether it's learning to hunt and clean the animal and then cook it, or fly fish, or ATV ride 10,000 feet in the mountains of Montana, or horseback ride, or falconry. For me, it was about teaching people who don't necessarily have access to those things or didn't grow up doing those things, teach them how to really step outside that comfort zone and get that Amazonian look in their eyes, and do some of those things that I think are within our DNA. And so I host them now about three times a year. And it's amazing to see the women that come from around the world, and they build a network of lifelong friends, and they're hooked. You know, it's amazing to see women who have never done these things suddenly become hooked and want to do it on a regular basis.
Now, how does somebody join you on one of these getaways?
So they go to my website. It's georgiapellegrini.com, and you click on the Adventure Getaways tab, and it always has my latest trip that we post, and they sell out pretty quickly now. I'm grateful for that. And, you know, we keep the groups pretty small and intimate, so the women really can get one-on-one attention. And, you know, it's an intimate but really wonderful experience. And they're in places all around the country that are wonderful. And it's a great sort of chance to explore this beautiful country that we have as well.
Have you modeled your career after anyone in particular, or is this something just kind of evolved? You've got 77,000 Facebook followers, which is a stunning number. So a lot of people are following what you're doing. But how did you get this career started?
You know, it's funny for me that, you know, my life has become a career because it's all happened so organically. It's been a total unexpected blessing. I was literally a girl working at a restaurant in the south of France. I was sleeping in a rundown house under a tablecloth I stole from the restaurant, and I had three green frogs living in my bathroom. And I got my first book deal when I was there. Someone forwarded something I had written to a literary agent in New York, and she asked if she could talk to me, and I took a bus to the nearest town and got into a phone booth. And that was the beginning of my career as an author.
Wow.
Three books in now. But I think the reason it's worked is because it really has come from a place of authenticity. It's the life that I grew up living, and it's the life that I sort of returned to after I sort of tried out the corporate world and didn't like it. It's such a sort of amazing thing that I get to meet people who want to learn these things and want to sort of get back to their roots, and they become my network of lifelong friends. So, you know, now it has many tentacles. I have adventure trips, I have books, and, you know, I write and do TV. But, you know, for me, it's just wonderful that I get to live the life that I want to live and share it with others and really teach others. I think at the end of the day, I consider myself a teacher, and that's my favorite sort of, that's the most satisfying part of it for me.
Yeah, one of the things you said in one of your books that I took away from some really positive thoughts about is self-sufficiency is the ultimate girl power. And, you know, like it or not, people like you and Eva Shockey and other women that we're featuring in this issue, you're role models for younger, you know, younger girls coming up behind you. How do you feel about that?
I think it's wonderful. I had very strong women in my life growing up. And the best part of checking my email is when I get emails from parents talking to me about how their daughters look up to me. And, you know, I didn't set out with that intention. But I actually, right now, I'm looking at a bulletin board at my desk that's full of these emails that I print out just to kind of remind me sometimes why I do what I do. And, you know, I think young girls especially don't have good role models anymore. You know, I mean, when you see what's on the covers of People magazine and on these reality TV shows, it's sad. And I think that there's sort of this confusion about what it is to be a woman or a girl, what it is to be a man or a boy in this day and age. And I think, you know, I'll never forget that one of the fathers wrote to me and said that his daughter was no longer depressed, and they asked her why. And she said it was because I made her realize that there's nothing that girls couldn't do. And I think that there's something pretty important about realizing that you can be distinctly feminine, but still be fearless. And I think that's something to remember, that you don't always have to be masculine or you know, manly in order to be able to do things that are sort of adventurous and fearless. So, yeah, that's probably the best part of what I do.
Yeah. Well, why do you think more and more women, I mean, the fastest growing demographic in the outdoor sports category are women, young women, older women, you know, what is it about the outdoor sports that women have discovered, and why is it growing so fast?
I think women want to feel alive. They want to step outside their comfort zone. And I think, you know, we're working more and more. We're in office jobs. We're doing a lot of sort of armchair traveling. So to get out there and experience nature is a very empowering and a very inspiring thing. I always say you feel, you see differently, you smell differently, you hear differently, you taste differently when you're in the wild. There's a profound sense of presence. And I think women are craving that. You know, I think that for a long time, these outdoor activities were really assumed to be something that only a man would do. You know, it's the kind of thing that they would say white middle-aged men would go out into the woods together and tell dirty jokes and shoot at things. And I think, you know, they've seen that I was a girl who grew up in upstate New York, but I did work on Wall Street for a while, and I didn't grow up hunting. And to see that I was able to access that later in life and really make it something that worked for me, I think has encouraged a lot of women to try new things with abandon and be okay not being perfect at something. Women tend to need to be perfect at everything that they try the first time. They're their own worst critics. So I'm all about giving women a chance to try new things with abandon and sort of laugh at themselves and support each other in the process.
Great insights. How can people keep up with Georgia Pellegrini?
Well, my website is georgiapellegrini.com. I have got a very vibrant, active Facebook page, which is just Georgia Pellegrini, and all of my readers are very engaged with each other there. I have big Twitter following, Instagram, Pinterest. I'm on all the social media platforms. So, it's just a wonderful community of people who are like-minded, and it's a really fun group to be part of.
Well, we will absolutely keep track of you as well, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
The Outpost Radio On Demand, from the on-demand page of theoutpostlife.com.